And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is loving yourself. We see how difficult this is for so many of you. Loving yourself, truly appreciating and loving yourself, all of you. The mind tends to be so punishing. In your day-to-day living, you will hear the voice of punishment quite often. It can sound like, oh, I need to do this faster, or oh, I forgot that, I'm so silly, or I'm not living up to my best, I am not succeeding in life. The messages can be big or small. But all of these messages are counter to your choosing to love yourself in every instance. It is true, yes, that you wish to improve and to evolve in this lifetime, certainly. Listening to the punishment voice is not the avenue for your evolution. It is for you to love and appreciate and treasure and relish yourself, all of who you are, including what you believe are your foibles and your faults. As you embrace all of you, you will first feel within you, within your system, a greater relaxation and greater love. Different parts of you are evolving at different rates and speeds, so be encouraging to them. The punishment simply paralyzes their evolution. It paralyzes your evolution. So if things come up that are called to your attention and not from the punishment energy, but from your spirit and from God, those are the ones that you will want to attend to. As you attend to these, your love for yourself will be greater and greater and greater. You must begin by loving yourself first, all of who you are. Those aspects of yourself that the punishment mind has said are unacceptable or are losers, you have held at arm's length, and they are in so many ways lost children of yours who need to be brought back home within your embrace. This can be quite emotional as you do this, because as you reclaim these aspects of yourself, you will feel great compassion for them, and you will also feel their deep, deep gratitude, thankfulness, and desire to be back home within your arms, within the arms of God, your spirit, and love. So a reminder also to love yourself first. So often we see how much easier it is for you to love others, to encourage and support others. And when it comes to loving yourself, you allow this voice of criticism and judgment and punishment to rule your domain. This voice, these voices are not from God, not from spirit, not from love. So we ask you this week to choose loving yourself. Watch your thoughts and thinking. Be clear that you are intending, and it is your choice to embrace and to love, to fortify, to encourage, to lift up all of who you are at every level of being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.